Alright fellas, welcome back to Masculine Power, your daily dose of real talk, motivation, and, let's be honest, a little bit of that good old brotherly advice. Today, we're tackling something that plagues us all at some point, procrastination. Ever find yourself staring at a task, knowing you should get it done, but your brain is playing that sweet, seductive tune of, do it later? You know that feeling when the urge to binge watch one more episode of your favorite show suddenly trumps every other obligation? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're not just acknowledging the struggle, we're conquering it. So, how do we break free from this procrastination monster and become productivity powerhouses? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have you crushing your goals like a boss. Number 1, fellas, we need to get real with ourselves. Identify those sneaky little time wasters that are sucking the life out of your day. Is it endlessly scrolling through social media? Those endless phone calls with buddies, no judgment, we love a good chat. Or maybe it's just plain old fear holding you back from starting that project you've been putting off. Once you pinpoint those culprits, you can start tackling them head on. Remember, awareness is the first step to change. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let your car run on fumes, would you? Treat your time with the same respect, fuel it with purpose and intention. Next up, fellas, set those SMART goals. We're talking specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. No more vague aspirations like, get healthier, or, write a book someday. Break it down, walk for 30 minutes 3 times this week, or, write 500 words of my novel by Friday. Those smaller goals are much easier to tackle, and crushing them builds momentum, which is what we want. Think of it like training for a marathon, you wouldn't try to run the whole thing on day one. Now, let's talk about breaking down those big projects into bite-sized chunks. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither was that epic novel, that killer business plan, or even that meticulously organized garage you've been dreaming of. Start with small, manageable steps. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the enormity of it all, focus on completing one step at a time. Celebrate each victory, no matter how small, it keeps you motivated and moving forward. You'll be surprised how quickly those tiny steps add up. Another tip that really works for me? Embrace the power of just starting. Sometimes, the hardest part is simply getting started. The inertia, the fear of failure, it can all feel paralyzing. But here's the secret, just start with anything, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Once you get that initial momentum going, you'll find it much easier to keep going. It's like those old Nike commercials, just do it. Lastly, fellas, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have off days, moments of procrastination, and those days when motivation takes a vacation. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, but the important thing is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've got this huge presentation coming up next week, right? The one that could really make or break your career. You know you need to start prepping now, but that Netflix queue is calling your name like a siren song. You're tempted to hit play and tell yourself, just one episode, but then you remember this podcast, those key takeaways we just talked about. So, instead of succumbing to the procrastination monster, you decide to break it down. You allocate 30 minutes before lunch to research your topic, another hour after dinner for outlining your presentation, and maybe even squeeze in a quick brainstorming session during your coffee break. You set those SMART goals, research topic by noon, outline presentation by 8 p.m. And hey, you even treat yourself to a celebratory ice cream cone after hitting those milestones. See how much easier that feels? By breaking it down and setting realistic expectations, you've transformed a daunting task into a series of manageable steps. You're now in control, not the other way around. Remember, fellas, overcoming procrastination is about taking charge, building momentum, and being kind to yourself along the way. So go out there, crush those goals, and show the world what you're made of. Don't forget to share this episode with your brothers. Let's help each other conquer procrastination and unlock that full potential.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.